When you think about the holiday season, do you start to feel stressed out and overwhelmed? Do you want to cry when you think about your long to-do list? Do you ever feel resentful toward your family during this time of year? This time of year does not have to be chaotic and stressful. It can be calm and clutter-free. Not only the physical clutter, but the mental, emotional, and relationship clutter that comes with adding more responsibility to an already packed calendar. I have created a plan that will help you tackle this time of year with ease and simplicity. It's called Clutter-Free Christmas. This approach will enable you to be more productive while still being fully present with those that you love and actually enjoying this time of year. So check it out, jenniferfordberry.com/store to find Clutter-Free Christmas. Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Fordberry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming back to the Make Room Show. Today is going to be for all those people that love a good come up story as well as a product inventory situation where I put my whole heart and stamp of approval on this because I don't do that often. And when I do, you better pay attention and listen up because it's worth your money. So welcome my friend to the show, Adam Levine.
Jennifer, nice to see you today. And thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for coming on the show, Adam. So first of all, we've known each other for, I was trying to think about this the other day. How many years? Do you remember?
I would say it's at least 8 years.
Yeah. So I met you because you basically constructed this awesome product that everybody that is in the organizing industry needed to have knowledge of and needed in their possession. I think that you reached out to me about that. And we started chatting, and next thing you know, it's 8 years later, and we're still chatting. So it's kind of fun. This is going to be a very inspirational story. If you're listening to the show today and you have a dream for a product, you know, I'm talking about a tangible product, not a digital product, which we also discuss sometimes, but this is a tangible product, which is hard to do. You have a dream, you know, there's something in your mind that could really help solve a problem in the world, but taking it from a dream to actual fruition where it's in your hands is a whole nother set of circumstances. And that's what I think is going to be the driving force of the show today. So pay attention. If you have a dream in your mind of something you want to create and put out in the world, but you're just not sure where to start, Adam's your guy because he did it. You literally saw an issue in your home with gift wrap, right? You were seeing the mess that gift wrap creates. We all have seen that at one point or another, and you decided you were going to do something about that. So tell the listeners how this actually started. You, what was the problem and what did you end up creating?
Okay, so great questions. And yes, in my house, like in many houses across, you know, America and the world, gift wrapping was a big thing for, at the time, it was my girlfriend. She had moved in with me. I had a small condo. It was like a two bedroom. I didn't have that much closet space and I was in construction at the time. So my front closet, it wasn't even a coat closet. It was more like a tool closet. And when she moved in, she came with all of her, you know, baggage in quotes, but she had a lot of gift wrapping paper, bags, ribbons, bows, you name it. She had it all. She's a big gift giver, very generous with her friends during holidays and birthdays and things like that. And slowly but surely, my tool closet turned into this gift wrapping paper closet. And, you know, I'm a guy, I'm not that good at doing the gift wrap. But I would always try to organize it. I've always been an organized person. And what happened was it just became unbearable. I had like the bin on the bottom of the closet floor. There was paper rolling out of it. We had the cardboard box. I tried putting stuff on shelves. And no matter what organizational product that I purchased, and I purchased a bunch of different things that people have out in the market, it never really addressed my issue of getting it all organized and having it in one place. And then the tape would be in like, you know, the office, and the scissors would be in the kitchen. So everything was just always scattered. So being in construction at that time, it was snowy. I couldn't get to a job site. So one morning I said, you know what? I'm going to figure out something out that works for me. So I took out every single gift wrapping item and I laid it in the living room floor. And what I did was I organized it like the way that I would build something. So I literally organized all the gift wrapping paper, all the bows, all the bags, and the scissors and the tapes. And then what I did, believe it or not, and you know the story, Jennifer, but I took some blue tarp, like you would wrap a boat with, or a bunch of logs. I took some duct tape. I grabbed a couple of hangers, and I just started to build this containment system around it. I thought it was kind of good, but there were some things that I couldn't figure out, like how to keep the wrapping paper stored vertically. So I started with some Velcro straps, but then I realized that was the problem with the other products that were on the market. So I started to put in elastic bands from hair bands that you put in your hair. And I started like stapling to the bag. Anyway, at a certain point, I got it where it was good enough where I was able to hang up this, you know, bubblegum and duct tape thing in the closet. And we used to have Super Bowl parties. So when we had the Super Bowl party, my girlfriend was kind of impressed with what I did. So she started showing it to the gals that came over to the party. And next thing you know, they were all like, oh, can you make me one? Can you make me one? Can you make me one? And that's when the light bulb went off in my head that, you know, there must really be a need for a product like this to keep your items organized and in one place. Space so that you're not running around, you know, buying extra wrapping paper, picking up stuff on the way to the party, you know, at the CVS, the Walgreens, the dollar store, whatever. And, you know, preserving your paper to save money, to save time, to save space. And that's really how it really happened.
Yeah. And what I love about that is you were just figuring out a solution for your own house. And the picture you painted with all the stuff kind of, you know, falling out of the bins and the wrapping paper rolling away. Like we all can picture that in our minds. It's very aggravating because gift wrap is expensive. It's not cheap to buy. And there's nothing more aggravating.
It's not getting cheaper.
No. And there's nothing more aggravating right. than you have a roll of wrapping paper. And the first, you know, 2 feet of it is a crumpled mess because it wasn't stored correctly. And I always preach like things together. And I use gift wrap as one of the examples that if you want to live in an organized home, like things need to be stored together. And it's not just to, you know, because you're anal and you want a Pinterest perfect house. It's not that. It's the fact that when you do have to go to an event with a wrapped gift or a gift bag or a bow on the present, you are usually in a hurry. You don't have 2 days to find all of your gift wrap accessories. It needs to be in one location because 9 times out of 10, we're doing it the day of before we leave the house. And so, you decide Absolutely. You're going to see if you can make this a go. The women in your life are loving the product yep. and you're like, I wonder if more people would want to buy this. Take us from that point.
Sure. So then I had, you know, this really ugly looking, you know,
the tarp,
duct tape and
hangered.
Tarp. Yeah. It was beautiful to me because it was my baby at that point. And so what I did was I started to show it to more and more people. And people were saying, you know, it's not a bad idea if you can, you know, really like make it. So I went through several iterations of the prototype. I had somebody who I knew who was a seamstress. So I started just to use my network of people that I knew. Mm-hmm. I spoke to some people in sales. I spoke to some people that did internet marketing. I was just trying to, you know, I had never invented anything before. So I just didn't know how to do it. But, you know, I just went day by day by day, keep using my network, using my resources, talking to people. So then we went to like a heavy duty canvas bag. But there were problems with the prototypes and they would take a while to make, you know, so I wasn't like disheartened that it was taking so long because I thought I was really onto something. And on a fluke, with the heavy canvas, I realized that I couldn't see how the paper was interacting inside the bag when the bag was closed. So I got shower curtain material just from Bed Bath & Beyond. And I asked my seamstress, I said, can you do me a favor? Can you make one clear for me? Right? That way I can see how, you know, things kept on falling out, not really working together. Once we made it out of the shower curtain, I saw the beauty of the organization, right? Because when everything was in this black canvas or dark blue canvas, you couldn't really appreciate the beauty of the organization. When she made me that first prototype in the clear material, I literally went, ah! Like it all happened for me, you know. My heart was jumping for joy, and I was like, this is the concept, you know. This is what we got to do. So time went by a little bit more, and I had a friend who knew somebody, a neighbor she grew up with, you know, just like totally random, as I reached out through my network, and he did importing from overseas. So I went to Long Island, you know, we're both in New York, but I'm downstate, you're upstate. Mm-hmm. So I went out to Long Island and I met her neighbor and I brought my prototype and he thought that there was something there. So from there, we sent my prototype with a bunch of instructions overseas to a factory. And then they started designing me a few different prototypes. So I got like five or six. I picked the things that I liked. And then they made those to my specifications. And from there, once I had like a real design and I tested it myself, like I would use it, you know, like I'm a guy's guy. Like I said, I work with tools and stuff like that. So I like beat on it. I tugged on it. I pulled it. Stitching held up. The elastic was perfect. The pockets were great. We had fabric. And that's how we came up with the final prototype. And then we were looking to go into production.
So exciting to actually be able to hold your idea in your hands. I can only imagine that day. It kind of reminds me of like every book when they send me the first copy of one of my books, it's like, oh, here's my idea in physical form, which is super exciting. So you have, then you go into production. Now, Adam, seriously, were you just learning as you went? Were you on this path? Like, how am I even doing this? You were just kind of putting one step in front of the other and figuring it out as you go, or did you have mentors? How did you come to the conclusion of, you know, getting it into production?
So that's a great question. And the truth is, it's a combination of everything that you just mentioned. So I had a lot of faith in the product. I had a lot of faith in myself. Okay. I had a strong belief that, you know, as long as I keep trying, either I'm going to, you know, hit something successful or I'm going to burn and fail, but at least I'll never have to live with that feeling of never trying. Mm-hmm. So I took a little bit of a gamble. And what I did was I went out overseas to the factory. And what I did was I sat on the factory floor for like 3 days with them. And I made these fine tuning adjustments and I committed to purchasing like a container worth of the product. And that's a big deal, you know, to ship it across the Pacific and bring it out to New York. During that production time, it took, I would say about like 90 days from the order until it got to the States. I hustled my butt off and I reached out to everybody that I could to try to, you know, reach out to big box retail stores and to online shopping, you know, Amazon, Zulily, this, that, the other thing, Wayfair. And eventually my path led me to meet somebody who was a product rep for QVC. And I begged him, I sent him a couple of pictures and an email, and I begged him to just meet me for a few minutes in person. And I drove down, QVC's in Pennsylvania. His office is near the QVC building. And I went down and I met him in his parking lot. And I showed him my product. And he said, hold on a second. He called his partner met us in the parking lot. And when we were there, they literally called their rep at QVC. And they said, like, I forget what her name is, maybe Stephanie, you know, they said, Stephanie, you know, we never do this at all, and we would never do this to you, but we got to show you something. We need to come over right now. We have this guy, Adam, you know, he just drove into New York. His product is incredible, and you need to see it quickly because we're getting right near the holiday season. And QVC rep said, okay. We walked into QVC, and I kid you not, after meeting this sales rep for 15 minutes, she ordered the container.
It was pretty amazing.
It's like, yeah, it was like a year and a half worth of work, like putting this together. And it happened so fast. I walked out. I didn't know what planet I was on. I was like, wait, that's it? You know? They're like, well, that's the easy part. Now you got to sell it on QVC, you know?
Yes.
So that started. And yeah. And
well, was, so I
it
just
was,
watched
it was really
this...
exciting. So for anybody.
I just watched this movie, and I don't know if you've seen it, Adam. I can't remember the name of it, but it's about, and I think it's Jennifer Lawrence is in it, and she's on QVC. She gets her big break pushing this mop. Did you watch that movie? This is what I'm thinking about right now.
I did see the movie. I forgot the name of it, but yeah.
And
yeah, that's an incredible story also.
It just was like so fun and invigorating to watch somebody's dream come true. And those moments where they're like, okay, we're getting ready to go on, get ready. And she flops the first time. So the second time she's successful, how was your experience at QVC?
So it's great. I haven't thought about it in like a minute, but I went on with one of their most tenured and favorite hosts. I forgot his first name for a second, but Dan. Anyway, I was on, it was like prime time on their network. And, you know, they base everything on amount of units that are sold, right? You have to sell a certain amount of goods per minute, which most people wouldn't know that, you know? So anyway, I really had never been on TV like that before. I was in like a studio audience one time, you know, but anyway, it's me. And it's intense, you know, everything goes to the second, you know, you're in a big facility and they have a million cameras and lights and stages. And I am nervous, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to fake it. I was nervous. I had to go to school for QVC. They had to test me to make sure that I wouldn't, you know, fall apart on air. I got through that section, you know, to make sure I was ready for the prime time. On there, and we had a 7.5 minute segment, I think. So the product, you know, with all this gift wrapping, they had never seen anything like it before. So I only had like a quick 20 minutes to get set up, you know, when they allowed me onto the studio floor and get it set up. Well, it turns out the tables that they had in my segment really weren't big enough. They was like small, narrow, like tables that they use for smaller products. So I laid the gift wrap organizer, my wrap it on the table. I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't fit. It's like too big. So I had to make like these on the scene, like adjustments. I put it on the diagonal. Anyway, the segment was going really good. The host was really nice. He's like, you know, inventor, you know, self-made, got himself here all by himself. And in the middle of the segment, since the table wasn't big, I was opening things and I didn't close one of the pockets where I would suggest keeping greeting cards and gift cards. Okay. So I had about 30 cards in the pocket. And when I flipped the bag over to close it, the cards fell out. And I just subconsciously, because we all do this at home, when you drop something, you bend down to pick it up. So all of a sudden, you know, there's, you know, could be a million people watching me. And I go down like this out of the camera to go pick up the cards. So I went down really fast. And as soon as I'm on the floor picking up the cards, I say to myself, what are you doing? You know, like you're on TV, like get up. So I disappear like this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I pop back up. Like it was hysterical. It was like my own blooper, you know, reel.
Oh gosh.
But it was
so
great.
Funny.
But the show ended, our segment, and our numbers were great. The people really responded to seeing an organizational tool like this. And that led to many, many more QVC appearances. But that was,
I love that.
That was something special about that first one, you know?
Yeah. So special. And just so exciting. I love the part where you meet the guy in the parking lot and you're going for your dream. You're like, please meet me. And because you persevered and you didn't take no for an answer, it turned into your big break that people need to hear. So besides QVC, you did a lot of collaborating. You really got your name out there. I mean, that's how I met you, is you were reaching out to organizers.
That's correct. You know, the organizational community is something special. It's, There's so many people that struggle with organizing their sock closet or sock, excuse me, sock drawer versus a closet versus a garage versus a house, you know? And when you don't have things organized, there's so much chaos, and you find, well, at least I always found in my life with that, not being organized, there's a lot of waste, you know? And it's like, you don't have a clear path in your house, in your mental state, you know, and you're always behind the eight ball because you forget where things are, they're not where they should be, or they wouldn't put away in the right place. So, you know, for me, it was really important to stay in the organizing community, because I felt that they would be a great advocate for the product, you know, because being a professional organizer, like, you're out there working with people who have real issues. You know, some people have light issues and they just need like a hand, you know, like a little boost. But there are other people who really, really suffer, you know, and they've been stuck like this for years. So reaching out to professional organizers, for me, it was like a no-brainer, you know, because of the work that, like, what you do and the books that you've written, the tens of thousands of people that you've helped in your career. I mean, it just seemed like a natural fit. And you still are like my favorite. I've always told you my first, yeah. You know, and we still have this great relationship, like all these years later, you know, and, you know, we speak to each other on occasion. We're always checking in with our families. And it's just been such a blessing to get to know you. And I mean, here you are, you didn't even really know me. You're like, send it. I'm going on a TV appearance. If it's good, I'll take it, you know? And then you called me and you're like, I'm taking the product on TV.
Yes. You know,
so I was like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yes. You know? I forgot about that, Adam, yeah. That when I used to do Winging It Buffalo style, I was doing a bi-weekly organization segment on a TV show here in Buffalo. And yeah, I did take it. I forgot about that. But here's the other thing. You sent me a product to try, because I never push any product unless I actually will use it in my home. The thing I want to say about this, you know, and the gig is up. So he created this product. I didn't want to give away the name, but it's the Rapid Gift Wrap Storage Organizer, and it went crazy. And you can still find it, and stay tuned, because we're going to have a really cool offer at the end. But the thing I want to say is I try products all the time. Companies send me products, people send me books, anything related to organization, I see it. And I also don't use everything. So this Rapid organizer has been in my closet for 8 years, and it's packed full, and it has never broken. The zipper has never busted, which completely shocks me, to be honest with you, because I feel like over time, zippers always kind of crap out. And it's not flimsy. It holds a ton of gift wrap. And I just keep it in my spare bedroom closet, and that holds every piece of gift wrap I have. And I can't even tell you how many people I've told about this. I love it so much. Adam knows this, but I have a link on my website now permanently, because that's how much I love it. And every time I'm in a home and I see gift wrap scattered in 50 different places, I'm like, you need this, because everybody has what, it's maybe 6 inches to spare. Like, if you hang it in a closet, it might take up 6 inches, right?
Yeah. So that's the thing that makes the cat's out of the bag, but that's what made the Rapid line so unique, is that it hangs in the closet. So it's off the floor. Okay. And there's compartments for everything. I mean, you can have the biggest gift wrap bags, you know, like the ones that you put a giant stuffed animal in, you know, that fits in the front pocket, the medium bags, the little tiny bags for like jewelry, earrings. You know, a couple of pairs of scissors, a couple of rolls of the tape, you know, adhesive tape. There's an inside pocket on the inside that's flexible. And you can put your bows and ribbons and not have them crushed. And then you can hold the tall, long rolls of wrapping paper. You can hold the smaller rolls of wrapping paper. I mean, listen, I'm partial to it. You know, I created it.
Yeah.
It's really a wonderful tool. You know, it's more than an organizing system. It's that, and it's a tool, and it was built for, you know, me. So for me, it had to be pretty darn good, you know, because I would build houses and I wanted them to last a long time. So if I was building a gift wrap organizer, I didn't want it to be, like you said, you know, crap out on anybody. And when we had to do the testing for QVC, like we had to show that it held serious weight. I mean, I've had, not that I would want anybody to have over 50 pounds of wrapping paper, because that's hard to maneuver, right, mm-hmm. in 1 minute. But I had about 70 pounds tested, like in lab type of testing, mm-hmm. to show the strength of it, mm-hmm. and how it would hold up over time.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal product. The other thing I want to mention for anybody that kind of might go down this road is, for me on the other side, you came to me and pitched your product. One of the reasons why, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
So one of the things that really I want to point out is that when you pitch me on the product, so you're coming into, you've developed the product and you're coming into an industry where you're kind of saying, you believe in your product, but you want other people to believe in your product and give you a chance. The one thing that I will never forget, and this is important for other people that might be in your shoes someday, is your energy. Like, your passion and love for the product was what made me take a second look, because you were fired up and you had a high amount of energy. You believed in what you're doing. Side note, I have had other products too that I have looked at because I do believe in the dream, right? I love when people create something and they see it all the way through, but not everybody withstands that amount of energy for more than an email or maybe a phone call. You were going hard. And that, I think, is what set you apart from a lot of other people that were creating products at the time.
Oh, I really appreciate that. And for anybody out there that is trying to, you know, create not only a physical product, but if you're doing a digital product, you're going into business and you're going to meet people, you have energy. You have to instill a confidence to your recipient that you are the expert at what you're talking about. And that's got to shine through. And if you're not fully to yourself and really anything, you know, this is like a life lesson. If you're not committed to what you really believe in, then you don't really believe in it. And people aren't going to really believe in you. And that's one of the reasons why I love you so much after all these years is, you know, you committed to helping people. You are committed to being true to yourself. You always speak the truth. I love all of your podcasts. And you know, and with how many clients you've had over the years, I mean, so you're just as enthusiastic as you were when I first met you. And that's exactly true what you said. You're like, I don't really do products. And I'm like, just try it. You're like, fine, you know, and then we built this beautiful relationship. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you for saying that. So we need to wrap up for in a minute, but I want you to just kind of tell people, you know, what did you learn from the process? I mean, obviously you learn anything's possible and you can do anything you set your mind to, but anything else that really stands out?
I think that one of the things I really learned is that if somebody's coming to you for help and you don't even know them, give them a shot. You know, like, be kind, you know, treat like you'd want to be treated, because you never know where it can go. And, you know, if I didn't reach out to people and they weren't kind to me, I never would have been on this podcast right now. So, you know, just be nice to people. And if somebody needs help, give them a hand. You know, of course, don't hurt yourself in doing that. But if you can afford to be nice and pass it on. You never know when you're going to need help also.
Yeah, it's so true. I remember when I was publishing my very first book, had no idea what I was doing. And I reached out to Peter Walsh, who was a well-known organizer on the Oprah show at that time. Mm-hmm. And he spent several phone calls with me talking to me about, you know, just, I'll never forget one piece of advice. He said, if you don't write a book for the money, write a book because you have a message to share with the world. And that has always stuck with me. But the other thing that has stuck with me is that I was a nobody. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I just had a dream. He was willing to take time out of his very successful career spend time with me. And that's what happens. It's just the ball keeps rolling and we just keep helping each other. And so I think that's a great note to end on. So the Rapid Gift Wrap Organizer is amazing. It, like I said at the beginning of the show, I love this thing. I cannot say enough good things about it. It's been in my closet for 8 years, still in the exact same condition. And I want everybody that has a massive gift wrap in their life to have this product. You have to believe me. And so it's the holiday season. I just announced this week that I'm doing the Clutter-Free Christmas program that walks you through from November 1st through January, how to get through the season calm, not chaotic, and you don't have to deal with like the clutter, not just the physical clutter, but the emotional, relationship, and mental clutter. This product will help you get through your holiday season, and not just not just this time of year, but birthdays, baby showers, anniversary parties. So we have decided we're making a very special offer from now to the end of November. If you purchase the Clutter-Free Christmas program, you're getting a Rapid Organizer with your purchase. How awesome is that?
Bravo.
I mean, come on. It's like basically a Christmas present to yourself. Right. So I'm super excited. So go to jenniferfordberry.com/store. You'll see Clutter-Free Christmas. As soon as you click that link and purchase that program, you'll be getting an email from me directly with the links to pick out your Rapid Organizer. So I want everybody to have this gift under their tree, in their closet, wherever you want to put it, because it's amazing. It's literally that good. You will not regret it. You probably should buy one for your best friend too.
I'm so glad you said that, because I can't tell you how many like doubles we would get. People get it for themselves and they get it for like their mom or their daughter or their sister, their cousin. I mean, because it is really amazing. And thank you, Jennifer, so much for all the nice compliments and spending time with me today. It's just absolutely wonderful to be here. I'm so honored, and just to watch you grow into who you've become currently, you know, it's fascinating. So
oh, thank you.
All the kudos in the world.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend. And I love this story. I think it's going to be very inspirational to everybody that's listening. And if you were inspired today by this episode, or you know somebody that has a dream in their heart and a product they would like to put out in the world, share this episode with them, because people need to hear that anything is possible. And even when you don't know, what is Marie Forleo always says, everything is figure outable. I love that statement. So you can figure it out as you go. You don't have to have all of the answers right off the bat. You can, you know, test the waters, and you never know when somebody's going to intervene and give you your big break. So thank you, Adam. And thank you to everybody listening today. Till next time.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.